Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Kast. We just discussed what it means to be a dad in today's society. Now, as we turn to a new string of episodes of More Than Words, a series produced by high school students in Baltimore, we'll focus on women who sacrifice and provide for their families.
From WIPR,
this is More Than Words, where we have the mic
and tell stories of our Baltimore,
our streets,
our schools,
our lives,
our future.
Here's one of the series editors, Jamila Krempel, to tell us more about this episode.
Deneera is a graduate of Frederick Douglass High School. She walked across the stage last week. She lives with her mom, grandma, and several pets.
That's my turtle Precious, my cat Toby, and my dogs Tito, Pretty, and Honeybun.
These three generations of women have faced many struggles, some of which are ongoing. Deneera will tell you about some of her challenges next week, but first, she wanted to share a piece she recorded and wrote about the women who exemplify perseverance and strength. Here's Deneera.
How was your day today?
It was okay.
That's my mom. Her name is Jackie. I asked my mom about her day because sometimes they're up and down. You took your morning medicine?
I took half of it.
And why didn't you take all of it?
My stomach is a little weird today.
Okay. My mom has kidney disease. She's had it since I was born.
I have long-term damage. Kidney disease is difficult to deal with because it controls so much in your body. I mean, if I sat and told you everything your kidney does, you would be like, how does she live? But I do.
If you met my mom, you wouldn't know she has a chronic disease. She lives a normal life. She takes nursing classes, hangs out with her friends, is in a relationship, and she does things for me, like my nails. She did mine for prom. She hasn't let her disease stop her from doing things, but...
So it wasn't all peaches and cream. Didn't all turn out well, that's for sure.
My mom was right about everything not being easy. In 2011, my family experienced a devastating loss when our house caught on fire. My mom found out while she was in dialysis.
I was still attached to the machine, but almost finished my treatment when a neighbor called and said that my house was on fire and that I needed to come home quick.
I was at school when it happened. No one was home. By the time we got there, everything was gone, including our animals and family mementos. My mama and my grandmother stayed at a hotel, and I lived with my aunt. It was really tough.
We lost so much. It was heartbreaking.
It took a year and a half for us to move into the house together. The house we moved into is the house we still live in today. We have new furniture and new animals. One day, when my mom and I were sitting in the living room, watching my turtle dive off his platform, I asked my mom about what motivates her.
What kept you going in the past? Or what keeps you going now?
I still have to take care of you.
She still has to take care of me. My mom isn't my only caretaker. There's also my grandmother.
Peggy Patterson. Grandma.
My grandmother and I talk a lot. It's nice to know that our conversations are just between us.
When you and I have our conversation, it's not a conversation that I have with your mother. She will not know what you and I talked about, because it ain't none of her business. Same with you.
Right. She knows what to say because she's faced most of the same struggles.
Although I was a single mother, I still had a husband. But I was still responsible for making sure that the household ran well, that the children were taken care of, that everybody received everything they needed to have.
But there were some things that were out of my grandmother's control. My Uncle Eric was shot and killed before I was born. Wrong place at the wrong time. I asked my grandmother how she made it through that experience.
We were there for each other. It's a very, very hard thing to lose a child. But I got through it mostly through prayer, and my trust and belief in God.
Right, because you always say when you pray, everything always works out.
Mm-hmm. But it was still very, very, very hard.
My grandmother, like many grandmothers, is the rock of the family. I know it's not easy, but I don't think she will have it any other way.
It's my duty. Yeah, my duty to keep everybody together, you know.
I always thought that a woman should have a sense of independence. My mom and my grandmother haven't had the easiest lives with their husbands and their children. There was no white picket fence, but they stayed strong and took care of their families. I wanted to do this piece on my mom and my grandmother because I don't think women like them have gotten much credit or admiration, but they've earned it.
That was Danira, a graduate of Frederick Douglass High School and a producer of More Than Words.
Xavier, Miles, Danira, and Chanel report the show.
Johnny McCone and Jamila Krimple edit and produce More Than Words.
Thanks to Dr. Patterson and Ms. Young from Frederick Douglass High School.
This special series is supported by grant funding from the Philip and Beryl Sachs Family Foundation.
Our theme music was produced by me, Xavier Plater.
To learn more about this series and to hear other students' stories, visit wypr.org/morethanwords.
Tune in a week from today as Danira reflects on her efforts to cope with anxiety during her senior year. That's next Wednesday during On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Please join us again tomorrow on the record.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.